The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Hall of Famer, Orlando Pace, joins us now via the HR&P listener line. Orlando, thanks for joining us, man.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
First and foremost, what's been going on? We know that the Super Bowl is upon us, but we know that a lot of times you guys get out there and make the rounds. What's been going on in your world?
Oh, man, just, you know, obviously out here enjoying Super Bowl out with Kay Jewelers and everything. So just enjoying the Super Bowl activities.
What you got going on with Kay Jewelers, Mr. Pace?
Obviously, they're the ring of excellence with the Hall of Fame. They designed our Hall of Fame ring, and obviously every Hall of Famer gets a brown bus gold jacket and a K Jewelers designed ring.
That's awesome, man.
Have you now? Are you a social media guy? Do you have Have you tweeted out any pictures of this ring that we can go look at?
I haven't. But I think there's some. There should be some out there now, though.
Okay. Well, if there's a way to get a link to it, we'll get it out there for people. But just want to catch up with you on your thoughts so far leading up into the big game. I mean, a lot of people are saying the Eagles are obviously the underdog. Brady is saying as of last night they're not. How do you see it playing out on Sunday?
Well, hopefully it's a good game. It's a competitive game. But I think if they play the way they played against the Vikings last week, I think they'll have some success and not beat themselves. I think they're the more talented team. But, obviously, it has to be decided on the field. The Patriots have been here before. They have experience. So hopefully that doesn't overwhelm the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's a competitive game. And Nick Foles can play the way he played in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
All right, Orlando, I've got to ask you this because I know this is a hot topic probably with you and some other Rams teammates that you've had since the Patriots are in the Super Bowl again. You guys played them. There was talks amongst the Rams that you guys felt like that everything may not have been on the up and up when it came to playing the Patriots. You still feel that way, and are you giving the Eagles something to watch out for maybe?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure I probably would have somebody making some security, making sure that nobody's taping our practices or anything like that. But obviously, I think if they play their game, they'll have some success and possibly win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know one of your ex-teammates very well who had the same kind of beliefs and more. And I know a lot of ex-NFLers that have told me the same thing. And just recently, Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator from the Giants, said when they were in the Super Bowl against them that Brady knew every signal on every defensive lineup that they put out there, and that there was no joke in the fact that they did a little quote-unquote extra homework, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not. It's hard to say. I think you still gotta block, tackle, throw the ball, do all those things, those football things to have success. So obviously you gotta be a prepared team until there's some real solid evidence and you still gotta play the games between the lines.
How difficult is it the week of the Super Bowl leading up to it? Because I'm sure most of you guys just want to play the game. Us in the media, we have things that we want from the players. How difficult is it as a player just to go through those motions just to get to that game?
You kind of want to eliminate all the distractions and with the media obligation, family, tickets, all those things that kind of come along with it. And then, get to the game as soon as possible. And then once you get out there, your first hit, your first sign of contact, then it's just football. I mean, you could put all that aside and just play, the game that you love.
Talk a little bit about the greatest show on turf, because you had the opportunity. You're a Hall of Famer, and Kurt Warner just got in. You got your man Isaac Bruce on one side, Torrey Holt on the other, Marshall Faulk in the backfield. You guys kind of set the gold standard for the new era that we're in right now in pass-happy offenses in the NFL, but it's got to make you pretty damn proud when you look around that lineup and know how many guys are going to be wearing that gold jacket and that Kay Jewelers ring.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So we're excited. I've been fortunate enough in my career to play with some great players. Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, all those guys. And we were able to win one championship. Probably should have won more, but, you know, those were some great guys, some great people. And it was a fun time in St. Louis where we were, a quick strike offense. We had a lot of fun doing what we were doing, and we enjoyed being around each other as well.
I was curious. We haven't talked to anybody from the NFL or college football players since the story broke on Outside the Lines, but I wanted to get your take on what it would be like as a player on Michigan State, knowing everything that's come out in the news and everything that's going on. How are they dealing with that as a team and as a player inside of that locker room right now?
Wow. Obviously, you know, some of the things that they're being accused of, there's some horrific things that's happening. Seems like there's a culture issue there as well. So obviously there's some changes that probably need to be made. Obviously as a player, if I'm not a part of that, I just want to keep my head focused on my task, which is school and athletics, and then, you know, keep moving from there. But there has to be a culture change there. You know, obviously if the evidence is overwhelming one way, you have to make some changes.
Do you feel like, just follow-up question, do you feel like that maybe this might be more prevalent or more widespread than just Michigan State, and there needs to be some cultural changes throughout college football and college sports programs?
Well, I think the problem you run into in some of these instances is, obviously, I think the cover-up is worse than a crime in some instances. And, obviously, if there's a problem, I think it's best that everybody address it and get it handled. And if there's a bad person in the group, get rid of that guy, or don't let it affect or become a culture in your university.
Well, Orlando, I wanted to ask you simply because of the fact that I think I remember this, but you do have some ties to Houston. I think right after you were drafted or right before you were drafted, I remember you at the old World Gym on Richmond Avenue here in the Galleria area doing some workouts and things like that. You made a stop or two in Houston along the way in your career, didn't you?
I sure did, man. It's funny. I think I've had two sets of agents, and both of them are from Houston. So I spent a lot of time in Houston, and about midway through my career, I almost was a Texan at one point in time. We had a contract, agreed upon, and I almost made the move down to Houston myself.
Wow, what kept you from going to be a Texan? That would have been awesome.
Well, it was just tough. It was tough because I was franchised with St. Louis, and obviously my agent having a contact in Houston. We went down and visited, and they were going to make an offer. Obviously, we finished the deal, and I guess the two teams just had to make a decision on what the compensation was and the trade agreement.
Wow,
we get a lot of texts and tweets, and a lot of Ohio State fans are giving you a shout out. And somebody said, "Tell Orlando, I said, what's up, King of the Pancake."
yeah. So we get some Buckeye fans that are everywhere. So that's pretty cool.
Well, man, we appreciate you spending some time with us. We want to let everybody know we found it. If you go to profootballhof.com, you can see Kay Jewelers and that fantastic ring that all you guys get along with that gold jacket. Continued success off the field, my man, but it was a pleasure watching you play on the field. I guess a lot of people you broke a lot of hearts today thinking that you could have been a Texan at one time, but keep doing what you do.
All good, my man. Thank you.
There you go. Orlando Pace, Hall of Famer, both collegiately and in the NFL, spending some time with us. We don't need 1 degree temperatures and parkas and setting up at the Mall of Americas. We set up in the studio. They come to us. That's how we do things on the Usual Suspects, gang. That's how we do things.